Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
For the last few years, viewers of this channel have been trying to decipher my true feelings about recreational vehicles, RVs. I've put out videos with such cryptic titles as Don't Buy an RV and Still Don't Buy an RV. But I admit, I'm purposely trying to be as middle of the road as I can on this topic because I want people to make up their own minds. Actually, my primary concern about RVs is that most people don't know the laws don't protect you as well on an RV as they do on a car. As long as you know that going in and understand that RVs are often not built to the same standards as cars, then knock yourself out, but go in with your eyes open. Interestingly though, during COVID, we've discovered that RVs have been selling like hotcakes, as they say, because it actually solves a couple of problems that people were wondering about. How do you go out and travel and yet still social distance from other people? Well, you get an RV and your family's in the RV and you're traveling together. You're social distancing from everybody else. You're seeing the great outdoors. You're traveling. And RV sounds like a great idea. And so RV sales have spiked during the pandemic. Now, what is the trickle-down effect of RVs, which were already being built of questionable quality, when sales spike? Does the quality go up or down? Now, here's the thing. RVTravel.com ran an article written by Mike Gast a couple days ago, and several people sent this to me knowing that I have an interest in RVs. The headline is Pathetic Quality. RV dealers are fed up with what manufacturers are producing. And they write, if you're in the market to buy a new RV, you might want to wait a bit. RV dealers on a recent nationwide conference call said the quality of most recreational vehicles now being produced is pathetic. And that's the quote. One longtime RV dealer said, it's some of the worst stuff I've seen in 30 years. It's horrendous inside and out, but we have no recourse but to put it on the lot and to try to sell it. You take what you can get and you move on. So this was an industry conference call that the people at RVTravel.com were privy to, and they got to hear some of these people griping. That dealer said he suspects many long-term RVers are delaying purchasing a new rig since it's no secret, at least on social media and many blogs, that new RV owners aren't happy with the quality of their purchases these days. The lack of quality and all the negative comments in the chat rooms have to be holding back people from moving forward with a purchase. But there are also people out there who are first-time buyers who don't know what they're getting themselves into, and they don't even know about the chat rooms. So the East Coast dealer said RV manufacturers are building them as fast as they can, and that's because they're selling them as fast as they can. And there just isn't any quality control. Manufacturers are not doing a good job of taking care of their customers. It's gone from bad to worse. Another dealer on the West Coast echoed, "My greatest fear now is watching the motorized RV industry get toppled. They just don't have the expertise to complete a motorhome in northern Indiana anymore, and that's where a lot of them are built. Their labor force has no eye for quality, and they have no way of teaching it. The industry is ripe for someone else to step in and start producing quality products, but it will likely have to be someplace other than Indiana. Right now, if the workers there get upset by something, they just walk off because it's easy to get a job in Elkhart right now." So the thinking is that if you treat somebody badly and you say, "Hey, look, you guys didn't do your job right," they say, "Ah," and they walk down the street and get a job someplace else. And that kind of musical chairs with jobs is something that happens also in the car industry. I've spoken to car sellers, you know, the actual salespeople at a car dealership. A couple months later, they're not there. They're next door at another shop. Then they're down the street at another shop. And I've spoken to guys who've worked at every single car store up and down one stretch in an automotive marketplace area. It's astounding. And apparently that's happening also in the RV industry. That dealer cited a manufacturer who admitted that he usually has no idea what his workforce will look like from week to week. He said on Mondays, he never knows who's going to show up. A dealer in New England said some manufacturers are only running their plants 3 to 4 days a week due to shortages in both parts and labor, and that's causing the quality to be just terrible. Their ability to retain employees is bad. You can just tell the guys on the manufacturing lines have been on the job for just a week. Plants don't have the proper staffing, and they can't do the service after the sale. And so it sounds like some of the things affecting the auto industry are affecting the RV industry. It's the chips, primarily, in the auto industry. But a lot of industries around the country are affected by the material shortages. And if it's involving lumber, then you got a problem. And RVs actually use a lot of lumber. So it isn't just dealers who have noticed the drop in quality. One dealer says, I had a newbie who purchased what they thought was a Taj Mahal of RVs. They take their first trip with it, and they come back with about 40 different problems. Then I get to tell them that they wait weeks or even months to get it fixed because nobody can get the parts. All of this angst on the part of the dealers comes at a time when manufacturers are celebrating their success in producing record numbers of units. So numbers off the charts. Quality? Eh, not so much. The industry is projecting it'll produce nearly 580,000 units by the end of this year. And they'll set a new record in 2022 with more than 600,000 new shipments from the factory. Continued robust demand for RVs, the need for RV dealers to restock historically low inventories, the strong financial standing of consumers, and sustained interest in the outdoors will work to keep RV shipments elevated, says a press release from the RV Industry Association. Remember, they're the same people who fought lemon laws for RVs. Somebody had proposed a lemon law in several different states to protect buyers of RVs, and the RV Industry Association lobbied hard against it and defeated it and bragged about it in newsletters to their members. The man who's the president and CEO of one company, and he's the chairman of the RVIA, said, faced with many of the same kinds of supply chain and labor issues plaguing most industries over the past year, the RV industry has overcome these challenges and produced a record number of RVs month after month. So they're cranking them out. They're cranking them out. And they're setting records. But the question is, how good is the quality of those RVs? Because some RV dealers are saying that the quality is pathetic. Pathetic being the quoted word in the quotes. And that, of course, is the quotes. Pathetic quality. And so my advice remains the same. You can do anything you want with your money. You can put it all in $1 bills and roll around in it. You can take it all and stick it in a safe deposit box. You can take it all and stick it in the bank. You can invest it in penny stocks. You can do anything you want with your money. And if you want to, you can buy an RV. But I would caution you, this is 30 years of legal experience talking. I've spoken to more RV owners who've been disgruntled than you could shake a stick at, that you need to know what you're getting yourself into. So first of all, research the industry. And research the RV it is that you want to buy. You might say, Steve, how do I do that? I would urge you to go to a campground. Camp at a campground and walk around and talk to RV owners. They're often very outgoing people who are happy to talk. Talk to them about their experience. Did you buy it new? Did you buy it used? What dealership did you buy it from? Were you happy with the dealership experience? And have you ever had to take it back for repairs? And if so, how'd that go? Because that's where the horror stories often are. I've got no problem with somebody buying a new thing, having a warranty on it, and bringing it in for service. That's part of the life cycle of almost any consumer product, right? But when you buy something in June, planning on using it in July, August, and September, and it has defects that require it to go right back to dealership in June, and they say, oh, we'll get it back to you in 4 months. You might say, why did I just buy this thing then? And that's what you will be saying when you're talking to me or an attorney like me going, I don't understand. What do you mean this is what happens? This is what happens. And the warranty says they have the right to try to repair it. And in the industry, it's considered normal and acceptable that it's going to take months to repair your unit. So find this stuff out in advance. I would also urge you to probably go out and rent an RV before you buy one and find out if you like it. I've had people tell me they bought a huge monstrosity land yacht of an RV, took it out one time and realized they hated driving it. You actually have to plan where you're going to turn around. You got to be careful what parking lots you pull into. You might not be able to get out of that parking lot. Okay? You actually have to think about these things, and most people don't think about it until they have to. So rent an RV, and they're very easy to find rentals. Rent an RV and find out if you like it. Find out if it's for you. You might love it. You might love it. And then consider buying a used unit. And if you buy a used unit, take a good look at the person you're buying it from and ask yourself, does this person take care of it? And inspect it really, really well. But no matter what you buy, new or used, have it inspected. And yes, I'm telling you to have a new unit inspected. And don't let them inspect it for you. Some dealers will actually say for $1,000, we'll inspect it for you. They're not incentivized to find anything wrong with it because they're trying to sell you that unit. So hire an inspector or find somebody who knows these things and spend some time inspecting it. And the number of people I've spoken to who have bought RVs and they said, I got it, drove it, went to set it up the first time and discovered these following things did not work. I say, oh, well, did they work back at the dealership? They go, I don't know. I assume they did. It was brand new. Okay. They didn't work when you got to the campground. Do you really think they would have worked back at the dealership? Yeah, probably not. So if you had inspected it, you would have found it, right? So that's the sad thing. Many people assume you're buying a $100,000 RV. It's probably okay, and it's probably been inspected. No guarantee in either one of those. So getting back to my original admonition, which said don't buy an RV, that's shorthand. It's actually don't buy an RV without doing your homework, okay? Do your homework, but understand that right now the RV industry can sell pretty much anything they build, and as a result, they're building them a little faster. And RV dealers, according to RVTravel.com, and Mike Gast, who wrote the article, are fed up with what manufacturers are producing because of the pathetic quality. The pathetic quality. This article was sent to me by Jeremy, Jason, Max, Craig, Jay, Karen, and Ben. Thank you very much. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Positive self-image helps you resist wrong definitions others give about you, guiding you to live your life with enthusiasm and joy.